Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Do you, quote, direct your prayers? David did. Quote, "My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up." Psalm 5, verse 3. To direct, the Hebrew word is arak, means to arrange, set in order. This arrangement is known as a chiasm, an X-shaped pattern. In this design, the ideas are nested within each other. The first verses, verses 1 to 3, and the last verses, verses 11 and 12, are a pair. The second section, verses 4 to 6, and the second last, verses 9 and 10, are coupled, and the middle two, verses 7 and 8, are conjoined. The psalm is bookended by two portraits of devoted souls. The first section, verses 1 to 3, portrays David's personal passion for the Lord, while the last section is a group shot, speaking of, quote, "all those who put their trust in you," verses 11 and 12. Note the recurring reference to joy, but there are three different words. "Let all those rejoice," the Hebrew is sama, to brighten up or shine with joy, "who put their trust in you, let them ever shout for joy." The Hebrew word here is ranan, to give a cry of triumph, "because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful." And here the Hebrew is halas, to jump for joy in you. Verse 11. A happy face, a cheerful voice, a spring in the step. You couldn't miss someone like that. Beside these two portraits are grim sketches of the wicked. Verses 4 to 6 and 9 to 10. David piles it on. "Wicked, evil, boastful, iniquitous, false, bloodthirsty, and deceitful." Or again, "unfaithful, destructive, deadly, flatterers, guilty, transgressors, and rebels." At the heart of the prayer, he writes, quote, "But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. I will worship toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Make your way straight before my face." Verses 7 and 8. By grace, we don't have to be like the world around us. We can be joyfully different.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.